This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Rescuers in the Cuban capital are desperately searching for victims of an explosion that killed at least 27 people at one of Havana's most luxurious hotels. A natural gas leak at the Hotel Saratoga was the apparent cause of Friday's blast. The 19th-century structure in the city's old Havana neighborhood did not have any guests at the time. It was undergoing renovations ahead of a planned Tuesday reopening. On Saturday evening, the chief of hospital services at Cuba's Ministry of Health raised the death toll to 27, with 81 people injured. The dead included four children and a pregnant woman. Spain's President Pedro Sanchez said via Twitter that a Spanish tourist was among the dead and that another Spaniard was seriously injured. Cuban authorities confirmed the tourist's death and said her partner was injured. They were not staying at the hotel. Cuba's tourism minister said a Cuban-American tourist was also killed. Representatives of the company that owns the hotel said during a news conference Saturday that 51 workers had been inside the hotel at the time of the blast, as well as two people working on renovations. Of those, 11 were killed, 13 remain missing, and 6 were hospitalized. The Irish Nationalist Party Sinn Féin has won the largest number of seats in the Northern Ireland Assembly for the first time. With almost all the votes counted from Thursday's election, Sinn Féin has secured 27 of the Assembly's 90 seats. The Democratic Unionist Party has 24. The historic win means Sinn Féin is entitled to the post of First Minister in Belfast. It's a first for a nationalist party since Northern Ireland was founded as a Protestant-majority state in 1921. Sinn Féin seeks a united Ireland and has long been linked to the Irish Republican Army. This is VOA News.